Welcome to Zikhu Dav Siman Man Mabne Avram Gold, our Antony Masechus Baba Basra, Dav Samachay, the fourth parak, Hamokhras Abayas. So the three Davs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav says the halacha falls the Chachamim that Mocher Ba'ain Ram Mocher. Shmuel says the halacha falls Rabbi Kiva that Mocher Ba'ain Yafa Mocher. Ravina asked Ravashi if they repeated the machokas elsewhere because Shmuel said, Ha'achin Shechalku, regarding brothers who divided an estate, Ein Lehen L'derech Zeh Al Zeh, they do not have a right of way in each other's property, nor other rights such as for ladders, windows, and irrigation streams. Rav says, Yeshlan, the brothers do have all these rights. Apparently, they argue if the brothers who sold their rights in each other's portions sell Ba'ain Yafa and do not retain a derech, or Ba'ain Ra. Ravashi explains that if we only had this second argument, one could think that Rav's reason that a brother keeps his rights is because he can say, Be'in Lameder Be'gehechen Dadar Be'ahavasi. I want to live in it the way my fathers did, meaning with his full rights. This argument is supported by a pasuk, Tachas Avosechi Yuvenecho, your sons will be in your father's place. Otherwise, Rav may hold Mocher Ba'an Yafa Mocher. Conversely, the second argument is necessary to teach that Shmuel does not agree with Rav there. Point number two, the next Mishnah lists which accessories are sold together with a house. The Rashbam explains that the general principle is that anything permanently fixed in place is sold with the house. Anything movable is not. The Mishnah states, a mocher es habayis machas adelos v'lo es hamafteach. One who sells a house automatically sold the door, but not the key. The door is permanently attached, but the key is movable. Similarly, a machtash es kavua, an attached mortar is sold at the house, but not a movable mortar. If the seller says, "Ooh, v'chol ma shebasocho, I'm selling the house and everything in it," then all these items are sold. In a braisa, the Tanakhama partially disagrees. Macher es machtash es chakuka, he sold the mortar, which was chiseled out of something already attached to the ground, avolo es kavua, but not the mortar which was chiseled out of a detached material and then attached to the ground. Boyazu says, anything attached to the ground is like the ground, even if it was chiseled out first and included in the cell. Our mission reflects Rabbi Eliezer's view. And point number three was taught in a braisa, tzinor shechakuku ubesok vo, a water pipe which was hollowed out and then attached to the ground. Posel's a mikvah, water which flows through it disqualifies a mikvah because the pipe is considered a kli. If it was first attached to the ground and then hollowed out, in a posel's a mikvah, the water does not disqualify the mikvah because the pipe is considered part of the ground and the hauling out is considered a mere ditch in the ground. The Gemara says this braisa does not agree with Rabbi Eliezer nor the Rabbanan who disagree with him. In seeking to identify which opinion of theirs are incompatible with this braisa, the Gemara initially suggests Rabbi Eliezer's opinion before that anything attached to the ground is sold with the house, even if it was chiseled out after being attached. However, the Gemara responds that this position may be because he holds mocher ba'ain yafa mocher, not because he considers it part of the ground. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav says, the halacha follows the chachamim that mocher ba'ain ra mocher. Shmuel says, the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva that mocher ba'ain yafa mocher. Ravina asked Ravashi if they repeated the machokas elsewhere because Shmuel said, ha'achin shechalku, regarding brothers who divided an estate, ein lehen l'derech zeh al zeh, they do not have a right of way in each other's property, nor other rights such as for ladders, windows, and irrigation streams. Rav says, Yeshlan, the brothers do have all these rights. Apparently, they argue if the brothers who sold their rights in each other's portions sell Ba'ain Yafa and do not retain a derech, or Ba'ain Ra. Ravashi explains that if we only had this second argument, one could think that Rav's reason that a brother keeps his rights is because he can say, Be'in Lameder Be'gehechen Dadar Be'ahavasi. I want to live in it the way my fathers did, meaning with his full rights. This argument is supported by a pasuk, Tachas Avosechi Yuvenecho, your sons will be in your father's place. Otherwise, Rav may hold Mocher Ba'an Yafa Mocher. Conversely, the second argument is necessary to teach that Shmuel does not agree with Rav there. Point number two, the next Mishnah lists which accessories are sold together with a house. The Rashbam explains that the general principle is that anything permanently fixed in place is sold with the house. Anything movable is not. The Mishnah states, a mocher es habayis machas adelos v'lo es hamafteach. One who sells a house automatically sold the door, but not the key. The door is permanently attached, but the key is movable. Similarly, a machtash es kavua, an attached mortar is sold at the house, but not a movable mortar. If the seller says, "Ooh, v'chol ma shebasocho, I'm selling the house and everything in it," then all these items are sold. In a braisa, the Tanakhama partially disagrees. Macher es machtash es chakuka, he sold the mortar, which was chiseled out of something already attached to the ground, avolo es kavua, but not the mortar which was chiseled out of a detached material and then attached to the ground. Boyazu says, anything attached to the ground is like the ground, even if it was chiseled out first and included in the cell. Our mission reflects Rabbi Eliezer's view. And point number three was taught in the Braisa, Tzinor Shechakaku Ubesok Vo, a water pipe which was hollowed out and then attached to the ground. Posels a mikvah, water which flows through it disqualifies a mikvah because the pipe is considered a kli. If it was first attached to the ground and then hollowed out, in a posels a mikvah, the water does not disqualify the mikvah because the pipe is considered part of the ground and the hauling out is considered a mere ditch in the ground. The Gemara says this braisa does not agree with Rabbi Eliezer nor the Rabbanan who disagree with him. In seeking to identify which opinion of theirs are incompatible with this braisa, the Gemara initially suggests Rabbi Eliezer's opinion before that anything attached to the ground is sold with the house, even if it was chiseled out after being attached. However, the Gemara responds that this position may be because he holds mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, not because he considers it part of the ground. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Hei, and this one was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samach Hei is a seh, a sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Siman, so here goes. The two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included everything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, and who was proudly showing the buyer the wood he placed in the ground and then hauled out to be a gutter to bring water to the mikveh. Once again, slow motion. The two shepherd brothers, shepherd, that must be run off, samache, seh, sheep. The two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property, which reminds us, Rav says the halacha falls the chamim, mocher ba'ein ra mocher. Shmuel says the halacha falls Rabbi Akiva, that mocher ba'ein yafa mocher. Ravina asked Ravashi if they repeated the malchokas elsewhere because Shmuel said, ha'achin shechalku, regarding brothers who divided an estate, ein lohen loderech zeh al zeh, they do not have a right of way in each other's property, nor other rights, such as for ladders, windows, and irrigation streams. Rav says, yesh lohen, the brothers do have all these rights. Apparently, they argue with the brothers who sold the rights in each other's portions, sell ba'ein yafa, and do not retain a derech or ba'ein ra. So the two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included anything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists which accessories are sold together with a house. The Rashbam explains that the general principle is that anything permanently fixed in place is sold with a house. Anything movable is not. Similarly, a machteshes gvua, an attached mortar, is sold with a house, but not a movable mortar. If the seller says, "Hu b'kol mashmasocho, I'm selling the house and everything in it," then all these items are sold. So the two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included anything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, and who was proudly showing the buyer the wood he placed in the ground and then hauled out to be a gutter to bring water to the mikveh, which reminds us, in a braisa it was taught, Tzinor Shechakaku Besof Kvo, a water pipe which was hauled out and then attached to the ground, posels a mikveh. Water which flows through it disqualifies a mikveh because the pipe is considered a kli. Kvo Besof Chakuku, if it was first attached to the ground and then hauled out, ain't a posels a mikveh. The water does not disqualify the mikveh because the pipe is considered part of the ground and the hollowing out is considered a mere ditch in the ground. So once again, the two shepherd brothers who divided their father's estate and gave each other right of way through their property watched their third brother sell his house, which included anything fixed in place, such as the attached mortar, and who was proudly showing the buyer the wood he placed in the ground and then hauled out to be a gutter to bring water to his mikveh. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Samachov. So the simple Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician doing a saw, a person, and half trick. So here goes. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, saw the man in half? That must be learned off Samachov, saw. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Hamocher Sabayis L'Mocher Yetziah. One who sells a house does not automatically sell the extension, even if it opens into the house. In Bavel, Yetziah was interpreted as afta, a low building adjacent to the house, used for the same dwelling function as the house. Rav Yosef interpreted it as bitka chalila, a similar structure with many windows made for beautification and cooling off. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was 4 amos wide and did not include the 3 amos pit either, which reminds us. Digmore explains that a Yetzia must be four amos to be excluded from the cell in the house, as opposed to a bor, which can even be smaller and excluded. There the house has its own function, and the pit has its own function. Since they serve different purposes, the pit is not included in the house's cell, even if it's smaller than dalet amos. Here, both the house and the extension have essentially the same purpose as a living area. Therefore, only if it's four square amos is it considered independently significant and excluded from the house's cell. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was four amos wide and did not include the three amos pit either, he used the money to purchase an apartment, which the seller described by using the walls of the entire building, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that if one sold a house in the Bir Gadol, a large apartment building, even if he described it in the shtar, the boundaries of the property with the outer boundaries of the entire building, we say he merely widened the boundaries for him to identify the building, and not that he sold the entire building. Daf Samach Beis. So the symbol Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain's submarine. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field, marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Matzah u'metzer echad aruch u'metzer echad katzor. If the sailor drew one boundary long and one boundary short, meaning he drew the entire length of the western boundary, where the adjacent field belonged to one person, and only half the eastern boundary, of which half the adjacent field belonged to one person and half to another, Rav says, L'kana el keneged ha-katzor. He only acquires the area which is opposite the short boundary, meaning the half of the field enclosed by both described boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, and another map of a field that had three boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not. Rav says, Kana kol chutzma meitzer revi. He acquires everything except for a furrow's width of the fourth boundary, which the seller retains. Shmuel says he even acquires the fourth boundary because it did not need bare mentioning. Rav Asi says, Olkana el echon ok p'nei kula. He only acquires a single furrow's width around the entire field along the three drawn boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short and another map of a field that had three boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, told them if they succeeded in the mission, he would give them half the land I own in a land he had a partnership in, which reminds us. Rabba said that if a partner of a field wrote in a shtar of sale, Palga the Isli Ba'ara, I am selling half that I own in the land, Palga, then half the land is sold, meaning the partner's entire portion. If he wrote, Palga Ba'ar di Isli, half in the land that I own, Riba, then a quarter of the total land is sold, meaning half the partner's portion. In the first case, he sold the half which he owns, whereas in the second case, he sold half of the land which he owns, and thus sold a quarter of the land. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simran Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The boy racing around on a segue. Segue? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The boy racing around on a segue in a field a Levi sold his father, on condition the Maaser Rishon is his, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches that if a Levi sells a field to a Yisrael and stipulates, Amanasha Maaser Rishon shall lead, the sale is with the condition that it's Maaser Rishon is mine, then the Maaser Rishon is his. If he says the sale is with the condition the Maaser Rishon is mine and my children's after I die, then if he dies, the Yisrael gives the Maaser to his children. The Gemara wonders why this stipulation is effective. Ein adam makne davar shelo b'lo olam. But a person cannot transfer ownership of something that has yet come into existence. It answers that since he made the condition to keep the miser, which would normally be ineffective, we say he retained for himself the place of the miser, meaning ownership of the land for its future miser. Since the land exists, the condition is effective. So the boy racing around on a segue in a field a Levi sold his father on condition the Maaser Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself, with the words Almanashi Hadyote El Yona Shali, which reminds us if one sells a house to his fellow and tells him Almanashi Hadyote El Yona Shali, the sale is with the condition that the upper story is mine, meaning the roof enclosed with a tent of a fence, then the upper story is his. Since this additional stipulation is unnecessary because a seller retains such a roof anyway, it's interpreted to retain additional rights. It means that if the seller wants to project beams from the roof, he may, although it extends into the airspace of the chatzer, which the buyer now owns, because the seller retains rights in the chatzer to project beams into it. Rapapa has a different pshat. So, the boy racing around on a segue in a field a Levi sold his father on condition, the Maaser Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself, with the words Almanashi Hadyote El Yona Shali, and was heading directly towards a pit that was included in the sale, with the words, from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, which reminds us, Rav Dimi from Nardal said that if one sells a house, even if he wrote to include umka veruma, the depth and height of the house in the sale, he must write kanilacha mitahom ara va'adroma rakia, acquire for yourself in the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, if he wants to include the house's pit in the sale. Daf Samach Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Samach Dalet relates to Sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here it goes. The secret agent, that must be more Daf Samach Dalet, Sod, secret. The secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance, which reminds us of Gemara brings a machlokes because if one needs to purchase a right of way when selling a house and retaining the pit. So the secret agent who sold his house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who sells a house retains its bor, its pit, and dus, cistern. Rabina sat and asked, Hayinu bor, hayinu dus, a bor and a dus are the same. Since both are holes in the ground made to contain water, why did the Mishnah teach both? Rabbi Tosfos answered Rabina from a braisa, and the Rashbam explains that if the Mishnah had only taught that the seller retains the bor, one could think that a dus, which is a stone structure similar to the house, would be sold along with the house. If the Mishnah had only taught that a seller retains the dus, one could think that this is because it's independently significant, being a stone structure, but a bor, which is only a hole dug in the ground, would be sold along with the house. Therefore, the Mishnah taught that the seller retains both. So the secret agent who sold this house and had to purchase the right of way to get to a cistern to hide in while doing surveillance was glad the cistern had such sturdily built walls and had a very good eye, not only for finding clues, but also for being generous while doing sales, which reminds us. The Gemara explains the machlokas if the seller must purchase a derech for his retained pit. Rabbi Akiva holds that mocher ma'ayin yafa mocher, a seller sells with a good eye, meaning generously and fully, and so is presumed not to have retained a derech for himself to access the pit without stipulating it. The Rabbanan hold mocher ma'ayin ra mocher, a seller sells with an evil eye, meaning grudgingly and minimally, and we assume he retained a derech to access the pit. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss a house sold with the additional stipulation, Almanas Shetiyut El Yonashali? That's on Dav? Samach Gimel. Good number two, which stuff do we discuss why the Mishnah includes both cases that a seller retains his rights to his bor and dus, his pit and cistern? That's on Dav? Samach Dalet. Good number three, which stuff do we discuss when a tzinur attached to the ground disqualifies a mikveh? That's on Dav? Samachay. Good number four, which stuff do we have a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good number five, which stuff do the Tanaim argue if mocher ba'an yafa mocher, where the person sells with a generous eye? That's on Daf. Samach Dalet. Good number six, which stuff do you discuss practices for mourning the Churban, such as leaving a space in one's home unplastered? That's on Daf. Samach. Good number seven, which stuff to win the call that anything permanently in place, like an attached mortar, is sold along with a house? That's on Dav. Samach. Hey. Good number eight, which stuff do we discuss opening a window into a chatz ha-shutafim? That's on Dav. Nun Tes. Good number nine, which stuff to win the yitzia must be at least dalad by dalad amos, not to be included in the sale of a house, whereas a pit can be smaller and not included? That's on Dav. Samachov. Good. Number 10, which stuff we've machok as the brothers who divide an estate retain the right of way through each other's property? That's on Dav. Samachay. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.